All right, nice to have you back here. Let me mention, as Henry Shulman settles in with us, Bridge Bank offers a truly unique banking experience, primarily to small and medium-sized businesses in the Bay Area. Trying to get to that next level, Mike Letterman over there in San Francisco is the guy you want to talk to. They do technology and innovation companies throughout the United States. So Bridge Bank is a division of the Western Alliance Bank, member FDIC, and, of course, I bank at the Bridge Bank in Oakland with Sheetal and Chuan and John and Rebecca and Fred Voss and everybody else. All right, Henry, how are you today?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
All right, as we're sitting here, as the wheel turns, so to speak, the Giants have claimed someone else already, Marandy Gonzalez, off waivers from the Marlins, a right-handed pitcher. Do we know anything about him?
Absolutely nothing. Zero. I just, for the folks back home, you've probably explained how this works. But basically, the front office has, they rank every player on every 40-man roster on how much they like them. And then every day, these guys are placed through waivers for one reason or another. And it's somebody's job in the front office to look at the list and see who's going on. And if there's somebody on that waiver wire they think is better than somebody on their own 40-man roster, they'll claim them. And this will go on and on and on. And players have to go from camp to camp to camp. The Giants have a player in camp named John Andreoli who was waived four times. You have the situation where Hanser Alberto was claimed off the Orioles to the Giants, and then they put him on waivers the other day, and then the Orioles claimed him back. So if you're like the 38th, 39th, or 40th man on the roster, make sure you get a hotel room and not a condo down here.
Don't buy, rent. Right. All right, very good. All right, so Marandy Gonzalez right in the pitcher. He's the latest pickup by the Giants off the waiver wire.
He won't be here tomorrow.
From the Marlins. All right. Henry, I said this to Kerry a little while ago and to Bruce when he was on. I know it's only March 2nd, but it feels like it's later in the spring, doesn't it?
It does. It surprised me that when I was typing the date the other day, it surprised me it was only March 1st. And it just goes to show you how early they have to start now. You know, eventually the calendar every 7 years or so kind of like kicks back, and then they have to do it a week later, because if they didn't, then spring training would start in January. So we'll have it a little bit later. But, you know, the season starts March 28th. The season starts a lot earlier than that for the A's and the Mariners, but for all the other teams, it starts on the 28th. And, you know, there's still quite a lot of baseball here to be played and time to assess players and make decisions.
Things coming together at all in this outfield for the Giants? Shaw had the big home run. Williamson had one in Maryvale. Duggar played last night and looked like, you know, the old Duggar. Maben hasn't gotten a hit yet, and Parra looks like he's a baseball player.
I wouldn't say things have come together. I wouldn't say that at all, because, I mean, I would bet a nickel out of my fortune that the opening day will have an outfielder who's not on the roster yet right now. I mean, there are still moves to be made. I think part of it may hinge on what they actually see from guys like Duggar. I would still bet. I mean, I can't know now. I would still bet Chris Shaw would end up in the minors to try and get some more at-bats down there, because they brought him up with too soon. That was the big problem last year with most of the guys they brought up. They brought him up out of need, not out of, not because they forced their way up here. Now, Duggar was a guy who kind of forced his way up here. And, he not only looked healthy yesterday, but, I mean, I think one thing, I don't know if you noticed this about Duggar, but in his very first at-bat in a game since August 28th, he took the pitcher to 3-2 in the first at-bat. You know, he made it out then. And then in the second at-bat, he scored a Ricky Henderson run. He walked. Yeah. He stole second. He went over to third on a bloop hit and actually would have scored if he hadn't slipped, because he has the speed, and then scored on a wild pitch.
Yeah.
And, his defense is fine, and he's just not allowed to dive yet. I think that there's a good possibility Duggar will be on the opening day roster. Whether Maben is, who knows. But Farhan did tell us, Marty, that any further moves probably will not be depth-type moves like they've made, but to improve the front line of their club. And he probably has had some things he's held in his back pocket awaiting Bryce Harper's decision, and maybe some of those things will come to fruition.
Tyler Beattie had another good outing last night, and I was saying he's got that look in his eye now when he's on the mound, and he's got 97 to back it up.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's not a guy that we've thought about much going in. But, I mean, the rotation competition is really wide open. You know, obviously not for the first couple of spots. But, you know, they look at their rotation not as a five-man rotation or even an eight-man rotation, but a 10- or 11-man rotation. It's just that some of them are going to be hoarded in Sacramento. If he keeps pitching like he has, now he still has had a couple issues. I think he threw a wild pitch. If I'm not mistaken, he threw a wild pitch that either allowed a run to score or contributed to a run scoring. If he could just tighten that up a little bit, his stuff has been fantastic.
Boy, I like it. I like what I see with him. Henry Shulman with us, of course, from the Chronicle. Henry, news around this ball club, the Larry Bear incident yesterday, domestic violence incident. And you have Harper sort of in Philadelphia. What a week for Giants baseball, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I have to say from the outset, I mean, you can't equate what happened with Larry and Pam Bear yesterday with, you know, anything like a baseball contract. Yeah. And I had a challenge. I wrote a story this morning's Chronicle that, you know, kind of tried to tie everything together. And you really, it's tough because you always, as a sports writer, want to be sensitive to the fact that these real-life things that happen, you know, especially in issues like domestic violence, you know, you just got to be careful to not put them on the same plane as something that happens baseball-wise. But, yeah, I mean, with that said, I mean, it's not just this week. It's been the winter. I mean, we talked about this downstairs today. I mean, you had Peter McGowan has died and Willie McCovey has died. Hey. Frank Robinson, not to, an extent a Giants person, but an Oakland person and a Giants person. Hank Greenwald passed away. You had these issues. You had Bochy now announcing his retirement, which isn't necessarily a negative, but it's a huge story off the field. And then within 48 hours, Harper's decision to go to Philadelphia and then what happened, the unfortunate thing with the Bears yesterday. And I think that can wear on all of it in you know, put together. It can wear on a fan base and have you wondering, you know, when are good things going to start to happen? And, you know, they're going to have to start to happen, I guess, on the field. Yeah. And, you know, the one thing that struck me yesterday was just how different life seemed in San Francisco yesterday with the video coming out and how different it seemed last night. It was 75 degrees. It was beautiful. The fans were into the ball game. And like I said, they were two orange and black planets yesterday.
Yeah, boy, amazing. Henry, good analysis there. Hunter Pence is here. Come on, he's here. Is he going to make the Texas team?
You know, it's funny. I was just talking to one of my friends who writes for the Rangers, and he thinks he's got a pretty good chance. Yeah, I mean, not just the fact that he's looked good in the short time that he's been playing. He did have an injury at start of camp. But also, you know, what he can do for the younger players. I mean, his reputation as a team leader and a clubhouse leader. You know, they precede him, and then this is a club that's in transition and can use a guy like that.
Yeah, I love it. I'm glad he's here. Yeah. I didn't get to see him, but, of course, we'll see him in the game today. Last thought for you, did the Giants get played a little bit, the Dodgers, did they get played a little bit by Boris and the Phillies and the whole Harper thing?
You know, I had a conversation with one of my colleagues about this, and I have a different perspective on
it. What is it?
You know, my perspective is the agent has a job to do. The agent's job is to get as many teams involved at as much money and as many years as possible to get the best price for his player and to give his player a choice. Now, that player may have wanted to go to the Phillies all along. It certainly seems that way. But, you know, the Giants, he had not signed, and the Giants had an obligation with their needs to go into this and try and make their best effort. And you know what? If he signed for 13 years and $330 million, and if the Giants came back and said, I'll tell you what, we're going to make the commitment, we'll go 13 years and $340 million, and if the Phillies said, you know, we just can't do that, then who knows? He might be a Giant today. We don't know in our hearts, really, and in our heads, whether he used the Giants or not. But everybody uses everybody in this game. And I disagree with all the criticisms of Scott Boras. I mean, Scott Boras is a great agent. There's a reason he has the great players. He didn't do anything that any human being wouldn't want him to do on their behalf. And he did a great job, as he almost always does, did a great job for his player.
Well, now let's see what he does with Keuchel.
Exactly. And I think, you know, he's got other clients out there. Marwin Gonzalez got a great deal. 2 years, $20-something million to play with the Twins.
Boy, what a life. What a life. Mm-hmm. The life of being an agent. He's good at it. He is very good at
it. Yeah, we could do a whole show on how his agency is different than most of them. But, yeah.
He gets it done. All right, Henry, thanks so much as always. Feel better.
All right, thank you.
And are you going home this week?
I'm going home Monday. Yeah, I'll be gone for a week.
A full week,
almost
huh?
a week. Almost a week.
And
yeah.
Who's is John here?
John Shea is here, and he will replace me for about a week.
He will just stand in for you.
He'll stand
never
in for,
replace.
He'll
you.
Stand in for
All
me.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Henry. Thanks so much.
All right, you got it, Mark.
All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.